track 11, and now we come to what's on. Devon date announced for singer Becky Hill. British singer and songwriter Becky Hill is set to grace stages across the UK next year as she embarks on the biggest headline shows to date with the Nationwide Arena Tour, which will be coming to Devon. Exeter's West Point Arena will be hosting Becky's gig on October the 18th, 2024, which is in support of her highly anticipated second album. Tickets go on sale from 10 a.m. on Friday, October the 27th at livenation.co.uk. The Vivian to sashay in as the most wickedest of wicked witches. RuPaul's Drag Race UK winner and Dancing on Ice finalist The Vivian will play the Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz at the Theatre Royal Plymouth from March the 26th to the 30th next year. The new musical, based on the iconic story by L. Frank Baum, tours the UK and Ireland throughout 2024, following a celebrated run at the world-famous London Palladium. Join Dorothy, Toto and friends on an unforgettable adventure down the yellow brick road to the merry old land of Oz. Directed by Nikolai Foster, Billy Elliot the musical and a chorus line, The Wizard of Oz has choreography by Shay Barclay. To book for information, go to www.wizardofozmusical.com. And tapping into all things spooky with a freaky film festival. A brand new horror film festival opens in Newton Abbot just in time for Halloween this weekend. Anina, A Nightmare in Newton Abbot, is a celebration of off-kilter, current independent horror and experimental short film alongside classic horror, where weird is wonderful and the strange is beautiful. Its home for 2023 is within the walls of the historic and atmospheric Tucker's Maltings, a building that has a long history within the town and stands as testament to both the rural and industrial heritage of Newton Abbot. The festival will take place at the Maltings Tap House and Bottle Shop, a vibrant craft beer bar housed in the old Maltings building. I'm a huge horror fan, and I just want to use the festival to champion this genre that I feel is very often unanticipated and misunderstood, and share my love for it, said event organiser Bex Phillips. Saturday will include a screening of amazing and eerie indie horror shorts from across the UK, including many from the Southwest. Sunday is for horror fans and cinephiles alike, a classic horror triple bill, including what many film fans consider the first ever horror movie, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, alongside the Romero classic Night of the Living Dead and the fever dream that is Carnival of Souls. Tickets are priced at £10 for a day pass and individual Sunday film tickets are £5. There is a website, but you can get tickets at the venue on the day. And finally, spooky fun and offer at Farmers Market. Children are invited to Brave Tynmouth Farmers Market, where there will be plenty of Halloween fun. The market in the Triangle on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. will include plenty of local goodies to celebrate both Halloween and Bonfire Night. There will be pumpkins and squashes for carving for fun from Shillingford Organics and Shoot Fruits and Produce. Black Rabbit Cider and Huxbear Wines are perfect for spicy mulled brews to serve from a cauldron. Red Earth Kitchen, Pesto, Stanbury and Veggie Deli have ready meals to take home for easier serving on the night. Fancy dress is optional, and that's the Farmers Market in Tynmouth on Saturday. And that concludes What's On for this week.